My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We are going to send it over to Studio 2A. My live guest tonight, Acorn Bcorn, coming back to the show, and they are going to be performing with several other great local bands this Saturday over at the Rialto Theater. It's an effort to help raise some funds to support their trip out to South by Southwest. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more over the course of the rest of the hour. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Acorn Bcorn.
There's nothing that I can say that I haven't told myself before. So many times that my throat is sore, I can hardly make a sound. And if I can't make a sound, am I gonna go on? And if I can't make a sound, then how am I gonna go and make myself happy now? We'll be right back.
shaky, 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 shaky. Try to pay you back when I can. I try to pay you back when I can. But there is not much that I have to give, and I hope you understand. I hope you understand. We'll be right back.
been tempted. Tempted by all the little things you gave me. And all the silent things you said. Try to pay you back when I can. I try to pay you back when I can. But there is not much that I have to give, and I hope you understand.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Acorn Bcorn. Thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks, Matt. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you as well. And Leanne, I understand today is your birthday.
It is my birthday.
So what?
My mic's there's my
there
mic.
You go.
It's so, my birthday.
There you go. What's your earliest birthday memory?
What?
Tonight, just so you know, all of tonight's interview questions will be about Leanne's birthday.
I think it should be.
Oh, so. Man, I didn't prepare for that.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, that should just be second nature. I don't know. I guess I remember probably, I don't know what age it was, but Marina's birthday is just a couple weeks after mine. So I remember this one birthday in elementary school where we just like had a joint party. And because it was one event, we just like decked out the house super awesome and crazy and had like crepe paper forts and everything.
Uh-huh. I remember that now.
So visually that one strikes me, but
is that the toy saxophone birthday?
Probably. I mean, you got it, so you remember that.
Yeah. That's my memory of Leanne's birthday.
But yeah, we always, I mean, we're both March birthdays, so we always like spend time with each other on each of our birthdays. So I guess I think of that a lot.
Yeah. Then it's fitting that you're spending time together.
That's right.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've told a few people over the last week that you were coming on the show, and one reaction that I got from a lot of people was, oh, what are they up to? What are they doing? Because I feel like there's been a lot of, you know, there are times in a band's life when energy is focused behind the scenes and times when it's focused more kind of at the forefront. And it seems like there's been a period of behind-the-scenes energy and creativity, and I'd like to get some insight into what's been happening behind the curtain.
That's a very astute observation.
Yes,
I would say that's pretty much where we've been behind the scenes, but we kind of went underground and came out as the Beastie Boys is what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're fighting to figure out how to stay the Beastie Boys, but without getting in trouble for that. No, not really, but that was, yeah, we have done a fair amount of recording recently, but most of it won't see the light of day. So that's probably unfortunate for anybody that cares, but
besides that, I mean, we've been putting a lot more just creative and fun visual work into the shows that we've had, because our shows have been more like spaced out.
Right.
So we had a show at our bar that we played and DJed.
Oh, yeah.
And for that, Marina and I mean, it's one show. Our bar is small, so you know a ton of people aren't going to be there, but we put so much work. We did like video editing.
It was a video.
And it was so fun.
Editing.
It was great.
Yeah.
Totally worth it in our minds. But
we did a flash mob dance from a dance that I choreographed. We
did it
at our bar with like 8 or 10 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been incorporating dancing into our shows a lot, especially Beastie Boys. So we did a Beastie Boys show and we recorded, we did a whole 4-track recording for it. So we made all our own music for it, including sampling. So we sampled some things, but that was doing things we'd never done before.
Sure.
Like using, I'd used a drum machine, but I hadn't ever recorded one.
Yeah.
And then I don't think either of us had done sampling before.
No.
And you mentioned sort of half jokingly that you're, you know, trying to figure out how to still be the Beastie Boys. Is there going to be going forward, do you think, an element of the work that you did for that show in terms of playing with the 4-track and with sampling and beats and all of that? Do you think that that will survive into future Acorn B-Corn songs in some form?
Yeah, I think that aspect always existed in us. It's pretty much the only time where we brought it out and really figured out how to incorporate it into our show.
Right.
But
or even realize, I mean, this is like childhood type style and feeling that we've always liked. And I think for a long time never considered even that that could be part of... Like, it kind of broke the seal of, like, I do rock and roll to me.
Yeah.
A lot.
And, I mean, even before, when Marina and I were just playing music together, but we hadn't really defined our band as Acorn B-Corn, we were just, you know, practicing a lot and just doing random stuff. You know, we didn't even know what our drums setup was going to be. I mean, I remember talking about, like, oh, we'll make our drums. So that existed. Yeah. So we've had all these ideas and... You know, we've always known that we wanted the band just to be the two of us and that, you know, this like kind of lineup equal sort of setup.
Mm-hmm.
But really from the beginning is just how to make as much sound as you can and how to get at that. So we've always like had this idea of playing live. Like, how do you, you know, sometimes you just don't want to be like, here's a song, the song's done. Break, next song starts, like a way to keep energy and sound going when you physically have to stop and like fix your drum or take off your guitar, you know.
Right.
So kind of like fleshing those ideas out or those, you know, desires to have that be part of your show came about from the Beastie Boys thing, which was great. I felt like it was a focused event that made us like, okay, we can get it together for that, but it's something we've always, some vague idea that we've always wanted to explore, like how to just get it more sounds.
Yeah, but that gave us the form to be like, now Leanne can sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never sang before.
Leanne sang for the first time. We choreographed and danced the whole show for the first time. We collaborated with other people on stage and worked with them for weeks getting ready for the show. Mm-hmm. So it brought out a lot of new stuff. And I really liked... working on background music. Now I understand people, I shouldn't say understand them, but I understand people that do more computer-based music or beats, understand the joy of working on that so much at home or wherever in your studio, and then bringing it out every so often to the live setting. It just, it widens the whole world of what you do a lot. And I loved that so much that I definitely want to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And it's very different than just every time you have a show, you just bring the same pieces and just do it.
Yeah,
you think more about what's behind the scenes a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, you're going to be playing at the Rialto as part of the South by Southwest showcase, other Tucson bands that are on the road to South by Southwest. We'll talk more about that show, and we'll talk about your plans for touring and all that during our next little break. But anything else in terms of our basic logistical details we need to share with our fine listeners. If people want to be checking out what you're up to, keeping track of shows, how's the best way to do all that?
Best way is our Facebook page. And we have, I was going to say something about the fact that we played two new songs already in the set tonight. Reminded us that we did a new recording at Baby Gas Mask Records,
Cool.
And that is a record that will be coming out by the end of the year, they said.
Excellent.
But they do they're doing a 12 series split 7-inch project,
right.
And Golden Boots is the other side of our record, and they did theirs already, so we recorded a new song.
Awesome.
For that, so that'll be probably the next record, unless we might beat them to it and put a tape out before that. But for shows, yeah, the Rialto show, we're doing 5 shows on the tour, actually, to including Austin.
Cool.
We're doing Tulsa and Amarillo and El Paso and Wichita Falls, Texas.
Yeah.
Excellent. We'll get more into that when we have our next break here. But why don't we jump back into the music? Mm-hmm. And you're listening to Acorn Bcorn live in Studio 2A. You're on Locals Only.
We are going to now play the Baby Gas Mask song. New
awesome.
Song. Yeah.
Thank you.
I said I'd never seen the words, but I would do anything for the sake of all you lovebirds. I'll be your chaperone, I'll be your alibi, I'll give you testimony, and I will cry. Does that make them a liar? Chaperone, I'll be your alibi, I'll give you testimony, and I will cry. left isn't... No. If your heart isn't in it, choo-choo, you can't love another minute. Choo-choo, you are gonna have to quit it, 'cause your heart isn't in it, that's true. That's true. True love applies to all that you do. If you believe what I say, you know what you have to do. I am gonna do it even if it makes me blue. I am holding out for true love. I am holding out for true love. Tell me, what is your job and what do you do? What is worth working for that doesn't matter to you? Life is work, love is elusive. You are lucky that you have a heart to work with. You should use it. True love applies to all that you do. And if you believe what I say, then you know what you have to do. I am gonna do it even if it makes me blue. I am holding out for true love. Your heart isn't in it. Like you can't love another minute. And you are gonna have to quit it, 'cause your heart isn't in it, and that is true. That's true. Day in, day out, sundown. I'm just setting out. Day in, day out, sunrise. Somebody punch me out. Day in, day out, sunrise. Won't somebody please punch me out? A true love applies to all that you do. If you believe what I say, then you know what you have to do. And I am gonna do it even if it makes me blue. I am holding out for true love. I am holding out for true love. A true love.
My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and you're listening to Acorn Bcorn live in Studio 2A. And we've got one more that we're gonna get to in just a minute while everything's getting set up. But once again, this Saturday at the Rialto with four other local bands, all on their way to South by Southwest. You mentioned that you're going to do five dates to and from Austin. So any towns that you're looking forward to in particular?
Yeah, I don't see what that has to do with my birthday, but it's been about four birthdays since we've been out there.
There you go.
So that's cool. Tulsa for me.
Yeah.
Marina and I have played at the Sound Pony before, and it's really like a great, fun place.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to play there again and are really excited about that.
And we're finally cracking El Paso. Fingers crossed. It's going to be good. That's wonderful because that's like the nearest town going that way.
We played there probably 10 years ago and then not a one since then.
We tried, sort of.
El Paso is a weird, like music-wise, it's kind of a weird town to get shows in there.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe people feel that way about Tucson if you aren't from here.
That's true.
Who knows?
Yeah. You're going to be heading back to South by Southwest. You've done this a few times now,
mm-hmm.
right? And what's your favorite part about being able to play in a setting like that?
As far as like setting like South by Southwest?
Yeah, like when it's, you know, tens of thousands of people around there for live music.
It's not that. That's the part that you try to work around because that's not the fun part.
Right. Fair enough.
But where we're playing is this place called the Spider House.
That's exactly, Leanne.
And that
Happy
place
birthday.
Rules for that reason, because South by Southwest, it's hard to last all day anywhere, but that place is awesome. And you're happy like the whole time you're there.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, a huge reason why we're doing it is to play at that place. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once again, this Saturday at the Rialto, are you actually touring out with the other bands that are going to be on the bill? Or
no, everybody has a slightly different schedule from what I understand, but we are going out earlier. I think more people are leaving later. We're leaving Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. Astor only fits two.
We sleep in there, so there's no room for anybody else. But, I'm also really excited to play at the Rialto, and I think we're playing on the ground.
Yes.
Which is totally
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that is going to be really fun. And I love all the bands that we're going with. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It'll be so... It's kind of fun that we're not touring out there with them, because when we see them out there, it's just going to be like
big
scream
hugs.
Fest.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, oh, God, not another day with
you. No, but it'll be like such a surprise. Like, yeah, guys, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Any other sort of tour friends that you're looking forward to reuniting with, bands that are going to be in South By that you've played with before or met before?
Not musician friends.
There must be... No. Please finish, Leanne. I'm sorry.
It's my birthday, and I would like to finish this sentence.
Yeah.
More just we're visiting friends that live out there or live close to there.
Cool.
Our friend John, who lives in Wichita Falls, lives out there, and we're playing at his new space, so that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And we haven't checked hard to see who we might run into either that we sort of know.
We have a week still.
Yeah.
A couple.
We have plenty of time.
Out. Yeah. All right. Well, you have one more treat in store for us tonight. And
it's called Beastie Boys Song. It's a Beastie Boys song. We're going to do it.
Plains Drifter.
Yeah. High Plains Drifter, I think it's called. Oh, my God.
Cool.
Only Matt can see our dance moves, by the way.
Lucky me.
You gonna do it? Oh, should I start it?
The high plains drifter, they can't catch me. They're never going to find me. They're never going to know that I'm the high plains drifter.
Pulled over to the river to take a rest.
Pulled out a pair of pliers, pulled a bullet out of my chest.
They're unloading across the country, listen to my 8-track.
I reach behind the seat and snaps a cool from the pack.
A long distance from my girl, and I'm talking on the cellular.
She said that she was sorry, and I said, yeah, the hell you were.
Check my rearview mirror.
Check the gold tooth display.
Check out the odometer.
I was on my way.
Cause I'm a high plains drifter, the best that you can get. A strap shop lifter, a pirate on cassette. Bustin' a Travis Bickle when I feel I'm getting pushed. Don't step to me or you're going to get pushed.
I'm doing 120, plowing over mailboxes.
Radar detector
to tell me where the cops is.
Spend another night at the Motel 6.
It's $5 extra, get the porno flicks.
And I concoct a black and tan in my brandy snifter.
I'm a kleptomaniac.
Kmart shoplifter, cash flow getting low, so I had to pull a job.
I found a nice place to visit.
Better place to rob.
Left my car outside and the engine's still revving.
Taking care of business at 7-Eleven.
Then I went inside to make my withdrawal.
I saw what he had had, but I had to take it all.
Knucklehead deli tried to chip me on the price.
So I clocked him off the turban with a bag of ice.
Because I'm mellow like Jalello.
Cool like lemonade.
I made my getaway and then I thought that I had it made.
I feel like Steve McQueen, a former movie star.
In my rearview mirror, seen a police car.
Valentine quartz with a puzzle on the cap.
I couldn't help but notice I was
caught
in a speed
trap. Dirty Mary, crazy Larry, on the run from Dirty Harry.
Stash of cash in the dash, but the gun I did carry.
I'm seeing blue and red,
flashing deep in the night.
I got my alibi straight,
and I pulled over to the right.
Cop knocked on my window, said,
boy, where's the fire?
You got a mailbox on your bumper and a ball front tire.
Your goose is cooked.
Read me my rights, fingerprinted and booked. Cause I'm a high,
like a
high
deep, driving a Grand Fury. Wherever I leave my home, my house is kinda blurry. Every dog will have its day, and mine will flee in front of a jury. I'm a
drifter.
I'm never in a hurry.
Read me my rights.
As if I didn't know this.
Threw me in the tank with a drone called Otis.
With his 5 o'clock shadow.
He smelled a 3-day-old beer.
A man turned to me and said,
why are you here?
I said, I'm charming.
I'm dashing.
I'm rental
car bashing.
I'm phony paper passing at Nick's check cashing. I went before the judge. They sent me to the Brooklyn House of D.
He said, you behave, we'll throw away the key.
Houdini'd up the cuffs.
I kicked the screw in the knee.
I took the bailiff's wallet, went straight to OTB.
I had a good feeling, easy come, easy go.
I bet on one horse to win
and another to show.
And
sure enough, that nag came in.
Dropped my ticket to the window and collected my win.
And then I broke into my new car
with a wire coat hanger,
hot wired, hot wheeled, and